Bridget Meyer Doucet.
Ooh, I don't see nothing. Good evening, audience. May I? No, I don't see nothing here. May I invite you to join me to a travel back in time to the Death Valley in an early December morning, 2000. I was there, and I was supposed to go off-roading. There is a canyon. Okay, closer the mic. Okay, better now. Okay, thank you. So I was supposed to go off-roading, so goes with the story here. And there is a beautiful canyon called Titus Canyon. Some of you might know that. Coming out of the hotel, I saw a car, same make as mine, just different color, and he had a flat tire. And I was realizing that, oh, that bad boy, they will not have a good time when they see come out of the hotel, want to do something in Death Valley and have a flat tire. Anyway, driving through Death Valley, taking the road to Beatty, leaving for the off-road of Titus Canyon, and just about 7-8 miles into the canyon, there was a strange noise in the car. And guess what? A flat tire. I told my then husband, please stop the car. I think we have a flat tire. The car goes up, the street goes up like this, and it's about narrow like this. So the car just fits in. That's why it's a one-way off-road and not a two-way off-road. So being from Europe and being not exactly trained in mechanics, we had a little bit of problem to find the spare tire. Actually, we didn't find it. And my husband suggested, let's walk out. I said, this is the dumbest thing you can do in the desert, walk out. Just stay with the car. I learned, lift the hood and wait until somebody finds you. Beginning of December in Death Valley in an off-road canyon. 26 or 23 miles. Okay. So I looked down and it slopes down the street. So I saw where I was coming from, thought, bad idea. And coming up that road, you would have seen every vehicle coming up because it's dust. It was dry. It would have huge dust cloud around it. So there was nothing. A few minutes later, there was kind of like tires on gravel, you know, and a car came around the corner. I looked back, saw no dust cloud, no nothing. Guy stopped. Need help? Oh, yes, please. Thank you. Yes, need help. Nice guy came out. He had a Utah plate. And the plate looked like it was just out of the plastic. He drove the same model car as we had. It was a Ford Expedition. White. It was clean, like dusted. So long story short, otherwise the cowbell comes. They changed the tire, and I wanted to thank the gentleman that he helped us. And offered him some money. He said, no, I'm not taking money. And then I said, okay, so can I offer you a bottle of wine? I had nice bottles of wine in the car. And he said, no, no, no wine. Made sense with the Utah plate, no? Made sense. So I said, okay, we're close to Christmas. Can you at least give me your address? So if I'm back in Switzerland, I'm supposed to go back a few days later, I can write you a Christmas card. And he said, yeah, you can do that. So I handed him a little piece of paper and a pen to write it down. It took him some while until he came. And his name was Robert Saint. So in Salinas, he was supposed to live in Salinas with a Utah plate. Didn't make a lot of sense. So he said, you go now out of this canyon. I'll stay behind you just in case something happens with your tire again. I will backing up. We left the canyon, made it there, waited until it was pitch dark. No car came out of that canyon. And guess what? The Christmas card came back. There was no Robert Saint in Salinas. That was busted with my faith. Thank you.